On this Thursday, we're now joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to help us out with the forecast. Looks like there are some thunderstorms rumbling across the Midwest. Let's start there, please.
There are some storms up in the northern Corn Belt, and we need to keep an eye on those. We can see that they'll continue to move across parts of Wisconsin and Iowa this afternoon, but the big uncertainty regards whether or not those will turn to the east and then the southeast later on this afternoon and tonight. We do have a low chance for heavy rain across much of the Corn Belt tonight, and it's all because of that cluster. It's very muggy across the southern half of the Corn Belt today, and this storm is riding over the top of that. There is a chance that that could ingest some of that muggy air and then again turn further to the south and east. The reason we're a little bit uncertain on this, though, is that computer models just have not picked up on this cluster like we would normally see. All of the computer models are having major problems right now handling the excessive soil moisture that exists, and that's corrupting their output. And if you just looked at pure computer model output, you would come to the conclusion that it's not going to rain in Iowa or Illinois. We already know that's not the case because we're seeing rain in Iowa. And again, we're a little bit cautious about this. Highest chances later today and tonight are certainly along and north of I-80, and then uncertainty starts to increase as they move on to the south. We should have a better idea on this in a few hours from now, so we'll need to keep watching it. But basically, the radar could change as we move forward.
Farmers have been awfully concerned that growing degree days have not been piling up very quickly, though it looks like we're going to be a bit warmer for a while now.
We will be for about a week from everything that we can see. Temperatures will be topping out in the 80s and 90s for the next 7 days, and lows will only bottom out in the mid-60s to low 70s. That's a big change from where we were, because until yesterday, we hadn't been below normal across the U.S. Corn Belt on temperatures for 17 days in a row once you waited out by corn production. So that's a long time. Basically, it was not warmer than normal between June 9th and June 26th. Now we're turning a little bit warmer, and we certainly like to see that.
And finally, what do you see longer term in the scenarios you can build out for the end of June and the beginning of July?
Well, we just need to start out that discussion by cautioning that all of the computer models, no matter which one you like to look at, they're all having big problems handling different features. And it's because it's been so wet outside. When it's this wet, it's just hard for them to model exactly what the humidity levels look like at different levels of the atmosphere. And because of that, all of their output becomes suspect with time. And that just adds another layer of uncertainty to what's already a fairly uncertain period going forward. From everything that we can see, the upper level high that's making it nice and warm now will essentially linger for about a week. After that, things get a little dicier because we can tell with some confidence that it will be hot to the south and west of the Corn Belt in 1 to 2 weeks from now, but it also will be pretty cool off to the northeast. Now, any shifts in either one of these air masses would change the weather forecast in the United States. If the hot air tends to build out a little bit, that would turn everybody warmer, and this warm pattern we're in now would essentially continue and maybe even heat up a little bit more. On the other hand, if that cool air mass were to become the dominant feature, that could send some cool fronts through the Corn Belt and leave everybody 5 to 10 degrees cooler with highs more in the 70s and 80s as opposed to the 80s and 90s. Again, this is all in about 1 to 2 weeks. You want to talk even further out than that, 2 to 3 weeks. Well, all these things become extremely muddled by then, and we just don't have a lot of confidence. But it's all going to come down to that feature. We can see that there will be heat to the southwest. We can see that there will be coolness to the northeast, and that transition zone will be somewhere near the Corn Belt. The difference in 500 miles makes a big difference on whether farmers are experiencing hot weather or they're experiencing cool weather in 1 to 3 weeks from now. And of course, along with that, the rain chances tend to shift around. We can say with some confidence as well that we're going to see some decent rainfall across the northern half of the Corn Belt over the next week. It's not only because of the thunderstorm cluster we already talked about, but we'll see more of those going forward. And again, computer models have generally not been picking up on these very well, and that's just a function of how unusual the atmosphere has been and the soil moisture levels are across the central U.S. So, Todd, I know that might not be the clearest answer that you've ever heard, but I can tell you two features: heat to the southwest, coolness to the northeast. Where does that line up? That's going to tell the story for the middle of July for sure.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. That is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.